station. He takes a cab and he heads down to the waterfront. Meets his girl Angel. They go for a walk and have a smoke. And she says,
you're listening to What's Happening on WMFO Medford. I'm Aaron. The band is setting up. Mike is helping them out, and we're going to go right to the music. Dalton and the Sheriffs, Cheap Guitars. Enjoy.
Had to walk on Bay State Road. Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street. Guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue. A crowd outside the house of blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, dockers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Across that alley seems so far, but climb that stage, across that alley, beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we will remain with our stranger rain singing ways.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron. We have, well, you weren't on the mic, Mike.
I'm Mike.
I'm Sam.
I'm Grace.
And I'm John.
And you are?
Grace Morrison.
Welcome. Before we have the band play some wonderful music, this week was the 76th birthday of the one and only Neil Diamond. Also, he's retiring due to Parkinson's. But we're going to play one of his greatest hits, and then we'll be back with Grace Morrison. Enjoy.
Sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am, I cried. I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. Leaving me lonely still. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go. And
And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried. I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am myself.
You're listening to What's Happening. We're here every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. And today we have Grace Morrison and her band in studio. I am Mike.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Sam.
I'm Grace.
And I am John. And we are...
Grace Morrison.
Collectively, we are Grace Morrison.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been... writing songs for a long time. 1998. That's when I started writing songs.
When I was born.
Aww.
Baby.
That doesn't make me feel great. And now we're going to jump into one now. Well, should I talk about it?
Absolutely. And then we can talk to everybody.
So I have this problem where nobody ever thinks I'm angry. And people will always say to me, you're never angry. And that's just because they don't know how to interpret my smile, I think. So I wrote this song, and it was the first time anyone ever said, wow, you sound really angry. This is my angry song. One, two, three.
Oh, it fit like a glove, how you use me for love, you devil.
I dodged a bullet when you lost your nerve.
Better than the love of your life. You're feeling like a big man now. Gold wrappers are the center of your worth. You're feeling like you got some girth. You're feeling like a big man now. Oh, it fit like a glove, how you use me for love, you devil.
I dodged a bullet when you lost your nerve.
You took me to the woods for a ride. You made me feel like flying. Feeling like a big man now. You took your time and used me. Did it feel like a movie? You're feeling like a big man now. Oh, it felt like a glove, how you used me for love, you devil.
Dodged a bullet when you lost your nerve.
Says we're wrong. always says we're wrong. I never caused you pain, I never cursed your name. You're feeling like a big man now. Thanks.
So, tell us a little bit about each one of you, backgrounds, what brought you into music, what got you interested in playing the instruments you're playing, and who influenced you? Yeah. I know that's a lot. But
do you want to go first, Johnny?
Sure thing. Here's Johnny. Here I am. Yeah. I've been playing music for as long as I can remember. Probably number one influence was my father, because he's also a guitar player. So at a fairly young age, I had, you know, that influence there, and influences musically, early on, a lot of Michael Jackson. I loved that, really, you know, he was the king of pop for a reason, I guess.
I'd like to see you dance like that.
No, I don't dance. I mean, he gave me the hat. I know you guys can't see the hat I'm wearing, but I'm wearing a hat.
So did Sinatra.
Absolutely. As I got a little older, though, it was a lot of jazz, which...
Sinatra.
Yeah, there you go. And piano was actually my first instrument, so...
So, a little bit of a... transition from piano to guitar.
More an evolution, I guess, because I know piano makes sense, nice and linear, everything's out in front of you. And then when I was ready, you know, the guitar was, I guess, the next beast.
Oh boy, so I also started with piano when I was really little, which was a means for me of overcoming shyness, because I literally stood behind my mother and put my head under her shirt. I was so afraid of other people. And so piano was like the first thing that I was confident in. And then I remember distinctly being 11 years old and saying, "Mom, I don't know why I'm learning Bach right now. I'm never going to make money playing the piano. Like, why am I learning how to do this?" And then a year later, Hanson came out. Do you remember? And I was going to meet them. And so obviously playing music was the only way that would happen. And then around them was when Lilith Fair started, which was super inspirational for me, because these were women writing songs and singing them, and I said, I can do that, and then I just got a guitar and taught myself how to play it. So that was me.
I also started pretty young. I had like toy violins in my hands, but I've been playing for 10 years, because when I was born, my dad also wanted me to read music. So they started me on Suzuki and classical music, and then I started doing Irish step, so I kind of switched to Irish music. So I listened to Martin Hayes and Jeremy Kittle and good stuff. Yeah.
And who do you listen to now?
Lately it's been a lot of Bill Evans, Chick Corea, Miles.
Great local product.
Fantastic, I know, right around the corner.
Chelsea.
I saw them live this summer with the Electric Band. Fantastic show. Fantastic show. It was Chick's birthday, actually.
Today?
No, on the night of that show. So it was like good energy in the room. And
and coming home, so that doesn't hurt.
Absolutely.
What have I listened to? I play a lot of Clementi lately. I've been studying that, so I'm kind of listening to that. And rap, because it pumps me up when I'm weightlifting. When I'm running. Eminem.
I listen to Jose Gonzalez on the way here, and I listen to Haim, Sylvan Esso. Not like folky stuff and then not folk stuff, so both.
So, what would you like to play next?
We're going to do The Trouble. Which is, I think it's one of the first songs you and I bonded over. Because of the Irishy-ness, Irishness of it.
Yeah.
Sam was a student of mine, and we both love Celtic music.
Is that because of The Troubles? Northern Ireland? Is that what the song's about?
No, it's not.
It's not about Pop-O-Matic, right?
It wasn't... So when I write songs, I don't generally have an intention of subject matter for the most part. It's just the vibe of it. And I taught myself how to play accordion, and there's a fiddle tune called The Mountain Road that I learned how to play on the accordion, and I just kept like playing it over and over, and then I did it on a guitar and wrote a song around it. So
¶¶
trouble that we make. So far away from the first mistake. Then I'll be the left. I can't see the right way.
Something important I like to do. I like to let it, the music flow to the end, to the last note before. Because otherwise you miss something.
It's true.
Because you never know. You get an interesting reverb back.
You'd experience the note fully.
So when you write, now, do you each write, or do you do all the writing, or do you collaborate? How do you go about doing that?
So these songs are all that I've written, although John writes his own stuff, too. And but when we put our parts together, I mean, I generally have kind of an idea, but they're really coming up with their harmonies and parts.
So I feel like when Grace brings a song, you know, we have like a seed, and then we're able to kind of develop that, watch it grow, and it becomes something that still is that seed, but, you know, it's more... three-dimensional, more real, once we all kind of get to sink our teeth into it.
You've got your sweet harmonies on it.
Sweet harmonies.
And let people know where they can find you.
On the internet, you mean?
Yes.
GraceMorrison.com. It's like Van and Jim, two R's and one S. And we're on all the social medias as well.
And that's great company to be in.
Jim and Van?
Absolutely.
Can you imagine if I was related to them?
Well, you know what? are now.
That's right. Uncle Jim.
That's right. So, also, I heard that you have bookings throughout the year already.
We do.
Many, 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 many. Did I say many?
Many.
It's ironically, probably like the next song you're going to do, because it starts off on that single tree and then multiplies exponentially. And the fruit of your labors, which of course an apple is.
I like how that version of it. People always ask me what on earth it means when I say I'm the apple. I'm going to say that from now on. That's a good answer. So this song, it's a like an angry breakup song. And I meant it as a threat that like if I was an apple hanging on a tree, I was going to fall on this guy's head.
Which is ironic because, of course, that's what Newton said. And Newton's only about, 20 minutes away. Of course, this would not be a small apple. This would be a crate of apples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Falling off a tree at once.
Yes. And we've got a music video for this song coming up soon, in which we had to stand in an orchard and have someone throwing apples at us. That was a little bit stressful for me.
What? Did you take that from... I know this sounds a little... It sounds like the scene on the Yellow Brick Road with Dorothy.
Yes, the one that got cut.
Well, they did have one in there where they were throwing the apples at Dorothy and the Tin Man, Cowardly Lion, Toto, and the Scarecrow.
There's an extended version. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
I remember it from the 1989 or 90 re-release of that movie, but yeah, kind of. We did not take it from that, no, but it was. I guess it wasn't as angry as that when they were throwing the apples at us. Mm.
It was more of a lob, yeah.
He was lobbing them, yeah. But you know, it reminded me of, in gym class when you're little and everybody's playing basketball and there's just basketballs flying everywhere. And that was the most stressful thing I can recall in my... I'm like scarred from that, how many times I got hit in the head. Anyway, this is called I'm the Apple. 1, 2, 3, 4... When you don't know what your baby's gonna learn. But I'm the apple on the tree. Boy, you're standing under me. I am falling to the ground. How do you stay quick when you're so wet with promises I ain't received yet? You don't know just what you do. I'm the apple on the tree. Boy, you're standing under me. I am falling to the ground. Even me, I
to the ground. Thank you, gentlemen.
That was great.
Thank you.
You're doing a country type of genre of music.
Yeah.
Is it more difficult here than it would probably say if you were in the Nashville setting?
That's a great question. You know, I never intended to be a country singer. I didn't even realize until recently that you could call it that. You know, to me, these have always just been story songs.
You consider yourself as more of a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the songs flow wherever they flow from.
Yeah, I never intend them to be any particular genre. You know, they kind of come out as they come out. But when I recorded this last CD, the producer kept saying, oh, country this and country that. I'm like, I'm not a country singer. What are you talking about? And then, Oh, actually, they fit there.
Yeah.
What is the CD called?
I'm the Apple. It's got an exploding apple on the front.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, it's just a versatile fruit that could mean so many things, and I wouldn't mess with it, personally.
Unless it's applesauce, and then you can't go wrong.
That's true. That apple has been dealt with.
Absolutely. But then again, as we were saying earlier, you know, Johnny Appleseed was from Leominster and took the good, the bad, and the interesting apples across the country. Because there's no such thing as an ugly apple.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Because that becomes applesauce.
Yeah. Or a tree, an apple tree.
We can't forget apple juice either.
Pie.
Oh, or of your eye. I know the next tune was a request by a very special person in this room.
Yes. My husband. Mm-hmm. It's still, we haven't been married for very long. It's still an interesting thing to say. You don't get used to it. Yeah. So this song we started doing last St. Patrick's Day because we were hired for like 9 hours worth of Irish gigs. And so I learned this song and we ended up playing it at least once per set. Because people kept requesting it. And the funny thing to me about this song is that it's written by an American country singer. But it gets me pumped up. Well, I took a stroll down the old long walk on a D.I.A. Been a little girl and we stopped to talk on a grand south D.I.A. Black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl down the Salt Hill prom with a Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down on a D.I.A. Took me up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. Oh, I knew right then I'd taken a whirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. Blue. Oh, I've traveled to around. nothing like a Galway girl.
I would like to say to our caller, we missed your call. If you want to call back, we'll try to pick up on the wall.
So I know we have a couple more songs,
mm-hmm.
but something I haven't done before. Each one of you is doing came from a different style of music.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind if I asked each one of you, since we have the time, to play a little something that influenced you separately? Because we've got time to do the other two songs, and also that would be really cool.
Yeah. I'm going to have to think about that. Mm. You want to go first?
Sure, yeah. You might as well ask me to go first. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to play a whole song?
Absolutely. We've got time.
So, like I said, jazz has always been a big influence for me. I like the kind of the ease that comes along with it. But growing up, I was had a healthy diet of the Beatles. And this is actually not a Beatle tune, though I know it from the Beatles. It's from the musical The Music Man, Until There Was You. There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all until there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all until there was you. Until there was music and wonderful roses, they'd tell me in the sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing, no, no, I never heard it at all until there was you. Until there was music, oh, and wonderful roses, oh, they tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never, never heard it singing, no, no, I never heard it at all until there was you. Until there was you. Until there was you. Until there was you. Hey, thank you.
Want to hear something from Sam or me?
I've got one.
You got
one?
I've
got a tune for it, so.
Okay.
You want to help me out with
this? Is it the
Grace?
D thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called The Rolling Waves. There are two fiddle tunes by the name of The Rolling Waves. This is one of them.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You're so cute when you play. So I'm torn about what I should do. Because my dad used to make me do all these songs that I didn't really want to do when I was little and I was singing.
Well, play one that you want to do.
I will. Well, I want to do it now. I like to do it now for him. But I think what I'll do is something off the 1998 Lilith Fair Sampler. Because that was the collection of songs that made me go, oh, I can do that. So this was written by Casey Crowley. And I tried to find her online, and I'm not sure she's still performing, but she should, because this song's so good. You guys want to throw in your harmonies and stuff?
Across the river, we all have dreams that get caught up in little puddle streams, melting down to the very core. Just thank God there's always a little more. And you can say the things they'll change, but in the mirror I always look the same. In between high and low, takes the few things that we know just to balance vertigo. Platforms and wait for trains. Some doubled over with our worldly pain. We are never sure which one of us is moving away. You can say the things they'll change, but in the mirror I always look the same. Few things that we know just to balance vertigo. I called my mother, but we don't get along, because when I was there she was gone. And there is one last thing I need to get a handle on. People can love you and still do you wrong. You can say the things they'll change, but in the mirror I always look the same. Few things that we know just to balance vertigo.
All three fantastic.
Thank you. Aren't they great?
Feels a little different to each play individually.
Hmm. Yeah.
Together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when we perform in bars, and we tend to do that. We'll do song roulette, we call it. We have something called the 90s challenge. Mm. Which is my favorite part of the night. Or you have to play songs from the 90s.
Well, it's your favorite part of the night because you always win the 90s
challenge.
Well,
that's only because you don't do that one that would be so great. You know the one I mean.
Do I?
The Sublime song.
Oh, yeah.
I would win every time.
I would win.
Well, that's actually a great part of the orchestra, too. The woodwinds.
Got puns.
That took me a moment. Yeah. I'm not the brightest bulb.
Well, because you have the next song, if you were a bulb, you wouldn't want to be doing this.
No, that's a very good point. I double capo for this, and it's never perfect. So I had mentioned that my dad used to try to pick songs for me, and he was my earliest supporter. But it was like a dadager situation where he was managing things, and I was 14, and I didn't want to listen to him. So we used to butt heads quite a bit because we're both stubborn. And he passed away like a year and a half ago, I think.
Very sorry.
And but I was thinking one day, like, what would my dad want to say to me if he could offer me some words of encouragement? So I like put words in his mouth by writing a song.
I think you nailed it. I love this tune.
Thank you. It all came out. It's one of those songs that just emerged in about 20 minutes. But he was a avid ball player, so I had to give him a little basketball shout out in here.
May God bless you and send you an angel. I'll be looking down from my home. Remember, I always loved you. When the world quits playing ball and starts throwing stones, it's a long, long way to Tipperary. I see setting suns and you see the dawn. Sometimes I look through your window till I see the lights start turning on. May God bless you and send you an angel. I'll be looking down from my home. Remember, I always loved you. When the world quits playing ball and starts throwing stones, I walked away from heavy doorways. I walked away from painful tears. I found my garden in your eyes, love. You were my hope and peace throughout the years. May God bless you and send you an angel. I'll be looking down from my home. Remember, I always loved you. When the world quits playing ball and starts throwing stones, I am your constellation. Hold me near. I only hope you know you are. Setting suns and you see the dawn. I found my garden in your eyes, love. Please know my heart ain't gone. May God bless you and send you an angel. I'll be looking down from my home. Loved you. And the world quits playing ball and starts throwing stones. When the world quits playing ball and starts throwing stones. When the world quits playing ball and starts throwing stones.
Thank you.
It was mentioned in the other room, in the green room, that you're going to be in Nashville.
I am.
When?
March.
And for?
14th, March 14th, in a competition to play at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, you know what? That's the song you play.
Really?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
First of all, it's from here. Okay. Secondly, Nashville will always takes to great songs about family members. And that one definitely hits it. That's the one you play.
Thank you.
To get to the Grand Ole Opry.
You're listening to WMFO. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO.org. We are What's Happening. We're here every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. We have Grace Morrison and her band in the studio. Our telephone number here is 855-915-9636. We are here every Sunday. We hope you enjoy.
So, I asked for a special song.
Yes, you did. I have to get my lyrics here.
Not a problem.
They're not here, though.
The lyrics are not here.
So this is brand new.
World premiere.
It is.
Drum roll.
So this song, we had gotten an email from a music director who does horror films. And they were looking for something to be the end of a scene where this young cheerleader girl was really controlling the vicious wild animal that attacked everybody, and you didn't see it coming because she was just this tiny little girl. And so I started writing something, and I realized it was kind of a woman's empowerment thing. And so the message here is, you know, how long are you gonna put somebody down until they fight back?
And what's the name of the song?
It's called The Beast.
The Beast, world premiere here on WMFO with Grace Morrison Trio.
I like that. I can't see the words anyway, so I'll just make them up if I forget.
It's world premiere, so it's always correct.
He can't see it with his eyes, then he doesn't realize. When I whisper in his ear, we'll take his breath away. As he feels his power wane, and he makes a final play. He finally knows I'm not a sight for sore eyes. How long till the beast she starts to growl? The beast she starts to growl. As he looks with longing now, and he starts to wonder how. Did I hide in the daylight? Sharper teeth have never come from a man holding a gun. So sit and stay, won't you play? How long till the beast she starts to growl? How long till the beast she starts to growl? You can't tame. How long till the beast she starts to growl? How long till the beast she starts to growl?
Guys,
thank you again. Let everybody know where they can find your latest album, find you, and where your next couple shows are.
Sure. So gracemorrison.com is where everything is. It's on iTunes and all the social media you can think of, and our big show is going to be March 16th at the Spire Center for the Arts in Plymouth. We're performing with Sarah Blacker, and I'm super excited, and I love everyone to go to that one.
That's great. Thank you for coming in. Very great, great music.
Thank you for having us.
I think you're going right up to the top.
Thank you.
I didn't tell you what top, though.
Any top is fine.
This is WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO.org. This is What's Happening. We're here every Sunday from 5 to 6. You just heard a set from Grace Morrison. We archive for 2 weeks at the WMFO site, and there'll be more archive information on Grace's site probably within a day or so.
Absolutely.
Thank you again. We will have Yvonne coming up shortly, and thank you for coming in and joining us this Sunday. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Everybody, good luck to the Patriots next week with the Super Bowl.
Hey, Patriots.
Should be a fantabulous day in Minnesota. good luck to the Pats, and thank you again, and see you soon.